Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about the Meg.
2018.
Okay, so I saw this last week, and I went at like 9 o'clock on a Tuesday. Mm. And I thought, okay, this is going to be perfect because I'm going to take notes.
Mm. 9 a.m.?
Yeah. Yeah.
9 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
You have movies that start at 9 a.m. over where you are?
Yeah, it's great.
Whoa.
And on Tuesdays, there are six...
Is that just summer hours?
No.
No kidding.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so Stevie, you know, Tuesday is one of my days off, and so Stevie leaves work at like 7, and so I'm like, I'm just going to go watch The Meg. And so, and it's like $6 all Tuesday long. And it's like cool. Digital screen and this Atmos surround sound thing, and it's really great. And it's literally across the street from my house. And I figure, okay.
How full was the theater?
It was full.
Wow.
Which is weird, but it sucks because I wasn't able to like sit there with my phone and take notes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think Rampage?
Yeah, I guess you got to sit in the back row.
I was sitting in the back row right next to like a ton of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think when I went and saw Rampage, I saw it like the Friday it came out, like at 11, and there was nobody in there. And so I was able to take some notes for Rampage.
Mm.
But I felt really bad. And so I didn't get to take any notes. I tried to sneak some notes because there was no one sitting to my right. But then it was like getting too hard to take notes that way.
Yeah.
So I really only took like 2 notes and they're not very exciting.
Yeah. And it's like when I saw it, you know, we went with friends
uh-huh.
who wanted to see it. And so then there's like what you do afterward and stuff. So I didn't get around to taking notes until much later. And I was like trying to be like, all right, what do I remember?
Well, I mean, like, okay, I think Rampage and Pacific Rim 2, you saw more than once, correct?
Yeah.
Which is probably makes things easier.
It does.
And then, I don't know if I would want to see this a second time.
I don't think, you know, it's like, I don't think I need to see it a second
time. Yeah. But, it, for me, it was fine.
Yeah, me too.
I guess it made all kinds of money, like way more than they expected.
Really?
Which I kind
of. So it's going to be another Meg?
If there is, I think I would be excited. Because they could probably fine tune some stuff. I don't know. This movie is really weird for me.
I'd go for the Meg 2. I'd be interested in seeing that. It could go anyways. It could go the new Meg that's even crazier, even bigger.
Yeah.
Or is just some kind of.
I feel like okay. So I feel like the Meg 2 would be more. They would push it in the direction of more fun.
That's a good chance.
I think my main issue with this movie was I feel like it was trying to be serious.
Very earnest.
When it should have not been.
Well, yeah, it's a fine line. I think they were trying to ride the line.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because there are things that we criticize. I mean, we're going to get into it, but that tone thing there is a thing that's like this happens in Godzilla movies a lot too, where there'll be someone being real earnest in the middle of a Godzilla movie, and I just kind of like laugh it off because it's like, oh man, this part's trying to be about feelings, but it's in the Meg because the Godzilla movies still get a certain level of a pass just because they're older.
Uh-huh.
And you're like going, ah, they didn't know better back then.
Yeah.
They didn't get irony. And, but now, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I feel like, here's my thing, is I feel like all of the stuff with the shark, the action stuff,
yeah,
I thought was really fun.
Amazing. I thought the shark was really great. Both sharks.
Yeah, great.
I mean, we were excited when we saw the trailer. I mean, I want to like back up just the excitement of going to see this movie. That trailer where the little girl's in the tube, walking around with her remote control ball, and then the shark and the bite marks. It's exciting.
There was a certain point in the movie where I was like, okay, I think I might enjoy this more, and that's as soon as they get out of those out of the sea lab. Once they get on the boat out into the water, I started enjoying it more. But it definitely felt like two different movies. It felt like on set they were making trying to make like a serious Jurassic Park type movie. And then when it came to the shark effects and stuff, they were trying to make a fun monster movie. I mean, for me, it didn't seem to match up. A lot of the excitement too was like the posters. Like when I went, I was digging through posters to look for the album art for this episode, and the one of the posters, I think it's a Japanese poster. A lot of the posters are Japanese posters, which is great because it looks more kaiju-like. Because you have like a lot of the actors in front of like giant sharks and stuff, but a lot of the American posters had focused on the beach attack scene, and then the Japanese posters had like them in their sort of Jetsons, what do they call them? The gliders, the little boats, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this might be really fun. Like beach attack scenes and goofy submarines and so I was really, really amped to see like a really crazy off the wall movie. 'Cause and like Jason Statham, I see a lot of his movies and they're really over the top. And then like Rainn Wilson's in there and I'm like, oh cool, he's gonna be like comic relief. And he kinda really wasn't. And so I feel like if everyone just kinda tweaked it a little bit on the live action stuff, just the those portions of the movie, I think it could have been a lot more fun. Because I feel like they were trying to go for horror. At least the first part was set was kind of meant to be more like horror, but and then it kind of switches in towards into action later. But I like the action stuff more.
Yeah, there's certain things I was like, oh, maybe it's this, and then it's like, oh, it's not that.
Yeah. The very beginning of the movie, the one note I did jot down at the beginning was there's an opening shot of Singapore and it looked like a model. And I guess I don't know what Singapore really looks like.
It's because, when they first showed it, I was like, oh, it is this, because it also kind of has that quality that's like Dubai, where like all the buildings are like really kind of curious and ornate looking, and
It looked like a model shot, and I was like, oh, there's no way this is going to get destroyed, but that would be cool.
so by now, I don't know if you saw this, but The Meg is a series of books.
And I don't know much about the books, but I can tell the way the characters were in the movie, I could tell like there's probably more to it.
Yeah, but it's also like kind of like, well, it's like it can definitely, it kind of opens up like, oh, it's probably pretty easy to do sequels. I mean, they're happy with that guy. It looks like there's a lot of things there, unless the movie's an amalgam of all of them.
But I could see it going on to do more. I guess okay, so I guess this movie is a Chinese and American co-production.
Is it?
Yeah, because I looked it up after, and the whole purpose of the movie was to create sort of an American style movie, but for the Chinese market. I guess the
Okay.
Chinese market's really big. And
Okay.
so when
It's
it
kind of like the way Pacific Rim was kind of felt like that too, when in the sequel,
So
the
Jason
second Pacific.
Statham would be like the Nick Adams of now, I guess.
Yeah, good call.
But they so I guess the whole thing was they're gonna make this, you know, because of the market in Japan, kind of make it a more American movie. mainly for the market of Japan, and then they just kind of released it here. Like Warner Brothers got the distribution, and they're just like, okay, we're gonna release it, do a release in America. And I guess that's where they didn't expect it to do as well. They weren't hoping for.
Wow, I mean,
it just happened to like strike a chord, and people went to go see it.
I'm not totally surprised that it did so well. I'm surprised that they're so surprised that it did so well.
Yeah.
By the way, just kind of perusing. So the guy who wrote the books is named Steve Elton.
Yeah.
And another book by Steve Elton is The Lock.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that because one of the posters I saw said, it said now a major motion picture, or like on a Google image search. It said The Meg, and it said now a major motion picture. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a book. So I looked up the author on Amazon, and he's done a bunch of Meg. I think there might be another monster book as well, but yeah, there's a Loch Ness monster book. Which maybe if you know the Meg series becomes big enough, someone else might jump on his Loch Ness monster book. Are there a lot of Loch Ness Monster movies?
There's a Ted Danson one, I think.
Oh. They're probably kids' movies, huh? I think there's a Werner
Herzog one.
Did you ever see that one?
I remember that one. Yeah.
The incident at Loch Ness.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones where when, like, 3 years ago when I was moving, I found that DVD in a Netflix sleeve while I was cleaning stuff out. I'd had it for like 3 or 4 years, and I didn't know I had the DVD. I felt real bad about it, but I sent it back. Someone's probably sitting there waiting.
I'm wondering how those get received.
Yeah,
like the ones that you go like, all right, we'll take it off your list. I'm sorry, I sent it back, and then you're like, oops, I didn't send it back.
Yeah. The movie pretty much starts with Rainn Wilson, who's a billionaire or some kind of guy funding the C-Lab.
And, well, it starts with a flashback.
Oh, yeah.
Of a rescue. Basically a submarine rescue.
Did all the underwater stuff at the beginning look kind of blurry to you? Was there?
Not that I noticed.
Okay. Maybe it's just like muddy seawater or whatever. The rescue, the opening scene reminded me of Rampage. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of cold open where it's like, you know, foreshadowing the monster, I guess, where they had like the lab rat in space and, you know, kind of all hell breaks loose.
Yeah. In fact, that's kind of what I was hoping. I was hoping that the Meg was going to be a result of exploding. Like if that was a nuclear sub.
Yeah.
And I wanted the Meg to be a result of that, like the radiation. I wanted it to be Godzilla, basically.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, the radiation has suddenly created this super giant megalodon, mm-hmm. as opposed to, oh, by the way, there's megalodons down here.
Yeah, in the underwater lake or whatever.
The underwater thing was cool, though.
Yeah.
When they go through the surface, like the premise I liked that they thought this is that for all this time we've thought that this is the bottom of the trench, but they think it's just some like nitrogen surface, and then they go below it and suddenly everything's a new species.
Yeah, it was kind of funny too, because it took them however long to set up this project to go down there, and then once they do, they kind of just start sending everything down there. Like the gliders can go down there, and then like, it's not really that tough. It's just they never did it before.
Yeah, it was just like, now we can. This timing, it was just waiting. They were just waiting for Rainn Wilson to arrive.
Yeah, I saw the Aquaman trailer before it, and
I did too.
I was like, oh, I'm like, this is. I mean, Aquaman's definitely more fantasy based, but I was like, oh, I kind of like the crazy creatures in that one more.
It's busy down there.
Yeah,
a lot of aqua people.
Yeah, the giant seahorses.
Yeah, it's very. I was like, oh, this is like a live action Little Mermaid.
Yes. Even what's your name looks like it.
Yeah, totally.
Never she heard.
Totally. She, is like, yeah, is that Ariel?
Yeah, so Jason Statham's already been through the an ordeal with A-Meg.
Yes.
And then I feel like after that sequence when he you know, saves some of the people and leaves his guys behind.
He has to go.
I feel like that's where the title should have been, where it should have said the Meg there, but they kind of had it sort of at the beginning swimming around.
Yeah, the title was, yeah, they definitely kind of tried to do something weird with the title sequence, yeah, for sure.
But it could have been, I felt like that could have been punchier. But that was the only two notes I had. Then I was like, okay, I give up.
I thought it was cool. I like when she first goes down there and then the squid that grabs her, I thought it was cool.
Oh, yeah, that was kind of out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting a giant squid.
Well, I think in the trailer there's a part where you see there's suction on top of the thing and then blood. You kind of, I remember getting a taste that, knowing that was coming. That's part of the things about, again, this movie is a good example of why I try to avoid the trailers, because there's parts of the Meg that you're watching being like, oh, this could be it. Oh, no, wait, there's scenes in the trailer that I know they wouldn't cut out of the movie, because sometimes there's stuff in the trailer that you're like, oh, they never even did that. But there's other stuff that's like, oh, wait, there's still the part where he's lunging out of the onto the boat, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like that Jason Statham is a he is an expert at any submarine. He just hops in a submarine and he could start pressing buttons and knows what's going on.
Well, I thought that submarine is basically like his old rescue submarine.
Yeah,
that's why I thought that's how he knows that red sub. He knows to do that. He knows how to turn off all the systems. That's the submarine he knows really well.
Yeah. And between that and then, like, the gliders, I thought, okay, this is going to be really campy, but it really wasn't. The gliders look really goofy. Like, if you just look at a picture of them, they literally look like a Jetsons car.
Yeah.
With the big bubble. But I liked how the bubble kind of stayed stationary as it moved around.
Like a gyroscope.
So I'm like, okay, that's a cool design.
I love the gliders.
Yeah.
I was like, is this a real thing? Trying to figure that out. It's like all these different boats that are all part of this station. It's like, we have the gliders. But then we also have like the big giant yacht kind of boat for when we want to just go off on our own and just leave it. Or where did that boat come from?
I feel like that was maybe Rain Wilson's boat.
But it has stuff on it, like cranes
and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's he's like, well-funded, it was like, I guess.
It's like, oh, by the way, bring the boat around.
Yeah.
In a way, they're all Rain Wilson's boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, oh, yeah, all my other things I wrote down are out of order. Oh, by the way, how great is that Mickey cover?
Yeah, I liked it. I think I liked it more during the end credits.
Yeah.
Like, it was a nice punch.
Yeah.
But it's
hard to find. I've been looking for it.
I haven't found it. Yeah, I looked for it. I looked at the soundtrack on like iTunes or whatever, and it's just the normal version.
Yeah, I took a photo of the screenshot of the when the credits came up for it. It's by a Thai band called Pim, but it's hard to search for something like Pim. That was pretty fun. There's a little moment when we know there's a Meg out there, and I think it's when the little girl's wandering around the tubes. There's also a Roomba going around that has a shark fin on it. But that was a cute little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked right before he bites that part of the glass, he like pauses there. It's a really kind of this dramatic moment, and you get a kind of a pretty good look at him, like look at him straight down the barrel. I like, as a designer of these sharks, like it seems like when sharks get bigger, they get fatter.
Yeah,
and I do enjoy that as a design element.
Uh-huh.
But there's the pause, and then the bite. There's the part when they think they got him,
that's my dropping favorite
the
part.
Depth charges.
Oh,
and. Okay. They go down there and they're like, what? And like all like the Oh, there's all these sharks. And what I thought it was at first is like you hear these stories, there's like certain kinds of sharks because like sharks are born alive. And that sometimes if something happens to the mother, sometimes baby sharks are like eat their way out of their moms. And so my thought was like, what if they killed the Meg and she had all these babies in her? And now it's like a dozen Megs to have to deal with. These are all ideas for when Meg 2 comes out.
Yeah,
They can address
that direction would be great.
babies. Yeah, and it turns out it's just a bunch of sharks eating a whale.
My absolute favorite moment in the movie is when they've caught the Meg, the first Meg. There's not the bigger one, not the
Right.
final one. And
Yes, there's a bigger one.
it's just sitting on their boat. They have it.
And I do like there's this thing they do. It's same thing. This is like when they caught the shark in Jaws,
That's exactly
where
what I thought, where they all think they got it.
they bend him like a scorpion, where it's like they hook his mouth hangs open, and they're bending his tail back. That's like such an iconic way to hang up a shark, apparently, when you catch it.
Yeah, I felt like that was straight up like Jaws.
Yeah,
Because
totally.
they caught a
Yes.
shark and it's clearly a big shark, but it's not the big one. But
Yeah.
that moment where the character of the wall puts his head, they're like, no, put your head in
Yeah.
the mouth. And I'm
Yeah.
like, oh man, this is going to be
Oh,
great.
he's gonna be still alive. And he's gonna chomp on him.
And then it kind of moves, but it's them messing with him. Like
Yeah.
they pull the thing and they're like, oh, I thought that whole part was really great. But that anticipation where you're just like, the movie didn't feel like it was over, and you know it doesn't feel
Right.
like it's over. And so you're like, well, clearly something's gonna happen.
Right.
So like the director like has you in the palm of his hand where he's just like, oh man, you know it's gonna happen. But then the bigger Meg jumps out of the water
Well,
and eats that
well, they
shark.
plan they suggested early when Statham says to the woman and he says, look at those teeth.
Oh yeah, they're not the
And you go
same bite
like,
radius
oh,
or
wait,
whatever.
that's gonna be this is gonna be that Meg has a smaller mouth. And then the super giant Meg comes out of the water. That was great.
There the a lot of the sequences I think like that one in particular I really liked, but the other one that I was really into was they send her down into the shark cage. It's like a clear plastic tube.
Su Yin.
And
Not a
that whole
person.
sequence
Right.
I really liked. When
That
the
shark
shark is
cage was cool
swallowing.
too, how it was like different. How the shark cage was like
It's like a Coke can.
and like whatever, not plastic, but it was clear. Like carbon,
It's probably made of the same
polycarbonate
stuff
thing.
as the tubes in the mana station.
And that he's swallowing her whole was pretty cool. And like it's kind of like, oh, are we gonna get to see the inside of the stomach?
We kind of almost, well, we see a little bit of the inside.
And they're gonna cut her out, and it's gonna be like that in like a license plate, like
It's
Jaws.
just the car. It's the whole car that came
It's
from New Jersey.
this time it's the whole car.
That's the kind of stuff I wanted. It
Yeah,
was like,
it's like if you're gonna do stuff that homages Jaws, let's really go for it.
But that sequence, there's a couple shots where Statham's in the water and he's like, they're pulling him with the tow line.
Yeah.
And then he like picks his feet up right when the shark like chomps down. Or I was like, oh, that's great. Like
Yeah, when he goes to tag the shark. Yeah.
all of the action stuff I really enjoyed. Pretty much anything to do with the shark I enjoyed. I feel like the beach sequence felt really out of place. And
Yeah,
this
well,
is why I looked up if it was a co-production, because it felt almost like Godzilla King of the Monster style. Like, oh, in China they already made a giant shark attack movie, and it felt like they took footage from that and put American actors around it.
now,
I know, but
yeah,
that's what it felt
I see
like.
why you could think that for sure.
Because you never see like any of the main characters in that sequence. So it felt really like kind of weirdly out of place, but I don't. That whole sequence was, I don't know.
The beach scene also was the there's also the reminiscence of Jaws in that part with
Little Billy Kidner.
the kid that wants to go into the water,
Yeah.
and her mom like is like no, he's like come on, all right, go, that whole thing. By the way, the Asian kid at the beach is credited as Awesome Beach Kid.
Was did his popsicle have seeds in it or something? I was fascinated with his popsicle. It looked like a bomb pop, but it was like green and red, and the green part looked like it had little seeds, like a kiwi or something.
It's possible.
I
I
was
mean, it's
fascinated. I was fascinated by it.
like if you get like in California, there's some places still that you can get places that make like proper Mexican paletas, and it's just fresh fruit, so you have like little bits of fruit in it. So I wouldn't be surprised that such
Yeah,
a thing would be.
I was obsessed with that.
Lots of people trying to sacrifice themselves for the group in
Yeah.
this movie. Everyone's like, oh no, I'll go. No, you, and then and the. That was kind of like there was a lot of people trying to be heroes, maybe a little too many.
Yeah.
There's a full speech on the about how humans we have this thing where we discover and then destroy.
Yeah. I didn't fully understand Rainn Wilson's thing when they're like, okay, I contacted the authorities, they're going to come get us tomorrow.
Right.
And it's in the military
Right.
hands.
As far as his motivations exactly aren't fully.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to go kill it myself, which I guess is fine. He's like, I don't need to involve or hurt anybody else. I want this thing dead. I'll just go take
He
care of it
wants the
myself.
notoriety, I guess.
But then he never did call for their rescue pickup. I guess he was so confident that he was going to kill the Meg that he didn't need to.
Well, I guess because he had those mercenary guys.
I guess
I
it,
guess he was confident in them.
like, I don't think he was trying to be like, you think like the crazy billionaire is not to be trusted, but I feel like he came around on that, but then didn't. But I mean, I don't know. I was a little confused.
Is it a liability thing? Because they released them.
Maybe, but the fact that they said that, oh, he never called anybody to come rescue us made it sound like kind of a dick move, but
Right.
I mean, he was just gonna go kill it himself. I don't know why he
Right.
couldn't just say, hang tight, I've got guys in death charges, I'm gonna go kill it. I don't know. 'Cause he didn't seem like a bad guy, you know? He didn't seem like corrupt or anything.
Right, he
He's
didn't.
and I
He
mean,
seemed really sincere when he was like saying about an hour mourning people, you know. His death was pretty good. I did like his death.
Where the shark bites down on the whale and then misses
Yeah.
him
Yeah.
and then comes back around
Yeah.
and you just kind of see his hand there.
Thought that was cool.
I kind of wish he had made it, but I don't know. I like Rainn Wilson.
Especially if there's a chance there's going to be another one.
Yeah. I was kind of
What if
hoping
the.
for like a post-credit scene, like in Pacific Rim 1,
Oh,
where
he cuts himself
he
out.
cuts himself out. And then in the next one,
Yeah.
he could have a hook for a hand, because that's all he lost. Like, he got bit down at the hand, swallowed whole.
Yeah, that'd be great in the sequel. In the sequel, he shows up and he's got two, like, metal Luke Skywalker hands.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a billionaire. He could afford it.
Yeah.
And then, like, an eye patch, just because. More stuff like that, I think. More on the goofy, more camp, because I think.
Yeah, there's lots of now there's a yeah, there the kind of sexual tension romance stuff that they went for this movie is kind of.
I kind of got confused a little
When
bit.
she's looking in the little porthole, and then she looks again,
Oh yeah, I was fine
and
with that.
the little girl kept doing their eyebrow thing.
The little girl was great. I
She
thought she
kept
was fun.
like doing these eyebrows, like she knows more about the world than she should.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, you know,
But that pays off. That pays off when he does the eyebrows to her at the end. I like that. And she, what's I gonna say? Shit, I lost it.
Anyway, sorry to backtrack, but that thing when they get a moment and they go, look at his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give anybody any time to figure out that they don't have the right shark. And I kind of would have been kind of let that. I would have minded if that was allowed to simmer a little before the other shark showed up.
Yeah.
Impressed I am by the way he shows up. It's just, yeah. That was just my thought.
Yeah. I didn't dwell on it too much. And then by the time that dude was sticking his head in the shark mouth, I was already like, I was way into that I didn't even think that there was another one coming.
Mase was the first one to sacrifice when he's the only one who lets them go.
Yes. Okay.
But then everybody starts trying to sacrifice themselves.
When they're rescuing the people down in the trench and the dude sacrifices himself, closes the hatch, and he leaves the note for his wife in the pocket. I thought the wife was the girl that's in the Jason Statham.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, she's really, I was like, her husband just died. 'Cause she was so concerned about him dying. I'm like, oh, this must be the wife. But we didn't get introduced to the wife. I realized later. I'm like, she's really turning around on her husband's death. But she was just hurt.
Because couldn't he just say that over the radio or whatever?
Yeah. That's what I didn't understand. And I figured out, oh. And then as soon as she started getting into Jason Statham and looking at him naked and all that business, I was like, okay.
And there's also this kind of thing that was almost like, was there a relationship between her and the other guy? And wait, okay, so Mac, Cliff Curtis's character.
Okay.
Is he in a relationship with the woman who gets stabbed?
I don't know.
Because there's this kind of quality, like they know her history. Mac knows her; he's in on it too. He knows about it too. And there's this thing where he catches Su Yin where she was like peeking on Jason Statham, and he's like, "Hey, I'm cool with it." Then I was like, "Wait, were they ever together?" There's this kind of thing. I was like, is everybody down there everyone kind of goes through a relationship with everybody?
It's like a rotation, maybe.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I guess it's us now.
Yeah. It's funny how the top half of the C-Lab just looks like an oil derrick.
It totally does. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I wonder if that's camouflage?
I think it is.
Or if it's
version. Yeah, just for the movie, like, that's what they can... You know, they weren't going to create their own.
A top half.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just use this. That's totally brilliant.
Yeah, but it reminded me of, like, Mask, like, from the 80s, those 80s toys.
Yeah.
Like, Boulder Hill was like it looked like a gas station, but turned into a secret base. Like, that's what it reminded me of, like, sort of a.
That was like a play set?
Like a
place you did it?
The Mana play set.
I didn't own Mask.
Oh, I love Mask.
But I remember them.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I don't think I was, it was like that period as like going, I was watching the shows that the Mask commercials would be on, but I wasn't at the age of buying those kind of toys anymore, I think.
Yeah.
There's the little dog, there's like the wedding group or whatever in the boat, and the little dog goes swimming out, and then the shark shows up.
Yeah.
And then at the end... And Jason Statham is riding on the outside of the thing, glider. And he sees the dog, and he's like, whoa, has like a little double take on the dog, but he doesn't save the dog.
No.
The dog has to swim himself back to the boat anyways, because you don't see till later that they fish the dog out of the water. And then I'm like, was that boat moving this whole time? How the hell did that dog catch up? That little Yorkie.
Yeah. With the pink hair.
Why didn't he save that dog? What's his problem?
I think it's more confusing than
I
anything.
I was like, that's it. That's it. I can't be behind this guy. If he can't save a poor little dog, clearly that dog doesn't belong in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. It would have been funny to see him save that him with that dog.
Yeah, him showing up with the dog would have been great.
Yeah. It didn't even occur to me for him to save the dog.
Yeah, I figured he steps up on the boat and he's got the little dog in his hand and then he gives him to the lady whose dog it is.
It would have been even funnier if we didn't see him see the dog. He just showed up.
Showed up. Yeah. And then like he pulls the dog out from like behind his back, like a cartoon. When they finally kill the big shark, it is kind of then all of a sudden all the other sharks show up again.
That's
cool. That image of the shark swimming through his mouth.
Yeah.
It's cool. It also kind of gave you a visual of difference in size.
And that whole end sequence with the Meg versus the gliders, like I loved it. I was like, this is like Star Wars.
Yeah.
There's something about those little gliders in the shark chasing them.
They definitely felt like spaceships.
It's like a little dogfight underwater. And yeah, him going through the canyons and stuff, all of that. And then he couldn't get the missile to or the torpedo to launch. So he goes to sacrifice himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was pretty good the way they planted the seed of the sound of the whales.
Oh, yeah. Beginning.
Oh, the whales. The whole whale story. Oh, man. It's so sad.
Oh, where it eats the mom?
There's like, oh, we open up, we meet. Oh, we have like a whale and her baby. Awesome. And it's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I might have kind of called them over to make it impressive. I go, well, that's cool. And then it's like, oh, no, this whale's an orphan. What happened? Oh, no.
Yeah. That was a bummer. There's something like that on like Blue Planet. You ever see the BBC?
Yeah.
There's like a bummer. There's a bummer story like that on there too. And it's like, oh man, I would have been more okay if the dog got swallowed whole than that whale story. That whale story was a bummer.
Is that the one about pollution or is that?
No, it was about killer whales. I think.
Oh, going after the kid?
They go after... Which one do they go after? They go after one of them, but only to kill it.
Yeah, just to kill it for fun.
Yeah.
The killer whales. Yeah.
And they're like, the only thing they take is like the jaw or something. It was awful.
It's the worst.
The ocean sucks.
There's something awful. There's something that was like recently, it might have been Planet or two or maybe it was Chasing Extinction, but there was something that was like, and it was just talking about the plastic and how the plastic is leaking chemicals in the ocean and that it was affecting a whale's mother's milk and she couldn't basically keep her baby with the proper nutrition because the chemicals were in her milk.
Oh.
And it was so sad because I think she lost her baby. And I was like, oh.
Awful.
Oh, God. This is an awful way to end a podcast. Hopefully by now you've already seen the Meg.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't a good thing to listen to, be like, oh, to decide if you're going to see it.
Yeah. But
man, if you haven't seen it, we've already kind of spoiled the parts that we liked, so then it's probably not the best idea.
I think
have to decide.
I mean, it's definitely not in my top five, and I think I would recommend it as far as like when it comes out on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like rush out and, I mean, my ticket was only $6, but and the thing is, even though the theater was full, there weren't a lot of people that seemed way into it. Like they weren't laughing at the jokes, and then they would only get into it during the action scene. So I don't know if that kind of messed with my viewing. Like if for some reason I was in with like a diehard crowd who was like opening night, everyone's going nuts. I don't know if that would have happened, but it was a pretty packed theater, but it didn't seem like there was a lot of, lot of reaction from the people in there.
Yeah, I feel like this is kind of, it kind of falls in the way a lot of movies that I've been watching lately that aren't necessarily bad. It's they're just like, it's all right.
Yeah.
That's as good of a recommendation I can give a lot of movies I've been saying lately. Just like, it's all right.
Yeah. I my whole thing is like, I'm really eager for a part two. But I feel like if they do a part two, they're going to send it into a different direction. It's going to be
like more, a Gremlins two.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
There'll be a girl one.
with
lips.
a little beauty mark. Someone experimenting on different types of Meg creatures. I don't know. Like I'm afraid because I never seen any of like Sharknado or Sharktopus or any of those movies. Because but I don't want it to go that direction.
Oh, I don't want it to go that direction.
Yeah,
either.
I just want it to be a fun shark movie.
Right.
I mean, I don't want it.
It didn't go that direction. Like it succeeded in not being that kind of movie.
Yeah, which I'm glad. That was something I was kind of afraid of, but I feel like it may have been too serious. But I guess I could recommend it, but like I said, I don't know how long it's going to be in theaters, but don't not see it.
Right. I saw it in 3D.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
all right? It was all right. It was basically like it didn't kick in really good till the stuff at the end started happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for me it was as soon as they got on the boat, which is also another kind of Jaws thing. Like halfway through they go on the boat and go out to get it. But all right. I think we're good. I was actually a lot longer than I thought I was going to be, you know, because not taking any notes and stuff. I was like, oh man, I hope I have enough to talk about, but
it's just talking about did trigger some memories.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll see. I don't know. Maybe when it does come out on Netflix, I'll watch it again. And if there's a sequel, definitely, but, who knows? So I think that's all we have. Our next episode is going to be the Son of Kong, which we mentioned on our previous episode
last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like a bonus episode, but in the regular feed.
Yeah. In the regular time slot.
We had to buy ourselves some time.
Yeah. Yeah. So look forward to that. Go to kaijupod.com and that'll give you links to our, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. And then also I never mention this, and I this is something that I work on, you know, once a week, is our YouTube page, which is exactly the same thing as any other podcast feed. It just has our episodes. You can just listen to them on YouTube. But if you go to our liked videos on YouTube, it shows the trailer to the next movie we're going to watch. So that's just kind of a bonus little kind of thing. If you're like, oh, what are they watching next? If you go to our liked videos, oh, Son of Kong. Cool. So yeah, there's that. And then, I've been continuing to put the movies up on kaijupod.com. So if you haven't seen Son of Kong, there's a free version on the internet and I have a link to that, right on the homepage. So check out Son of Kong. And then our episode's coming in 2 weeks. That'll be fun, even though we already talked about it. Shit, this part of the show. So until next time, I'm going to go eat a kiwi popsicle. I'm going to be an awesome surf kid.
I'm going to go ride one of those little futuristic submersibles. and go ride one of those little futuristic submersibles.
Ooh, a glider?
Yeah.
God, how fun. You know what those gliders reminded me of? Because they were like orange and yellow. They reminded me of the fish boat from Godzilla versus Megalon.
Yeah, there's it something all does. Cute yeah.
about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They need wind
that,
up toys.
That and the. It also reminded me of the marionette show that took place underwater.
Stingray.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had like it looked like something you'd see out of Thunderball. The James Bond movie Thunderball. I want a bath toy of that, of a glider. Or like just like a Happy Meal toy or something, you know, just a little dumb wind up.
Yeah, just Jason like a little Statham. Like one of those things where like you put baking soda in it
and it goes up and down with the little Jason Statham, and you could always have to leave someone behind every time it comes back up.
Yeah,
in the little tub. Oh, I had to leave him behind. It was two versus the rest of it. We all would have died.
Becomes like that thing where it's like, all right, you have like the wheat, the chicken, and the fox.
Oh yeah,
and you gotta go back and forth up and down. Oh no, what?
Is there an answer? Is there an answer to that riddle?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up.
What you gotta do is you gotta take something back with you.
Oh.
You can take two things at a time, right?
I think so.
So you take. Like, it's something like where it's like, you take the fox and the wheat over, and then you drop off
the fox,
and then you come back and get the chicken, and then you drop off the wheat. I don't know, or you, whatever. And then it's like, but you gotta like bring the fox back with you to grab the other thing, or.
Oh,
okay. Oh, no, oh, it's one like thing wheat. At a time. It's one thing at a time, right? So you take, like... you take the chicken over first.
Uh-huh.
And then you come back and you grab the fox. And then you take... You drop off the fox, but then you got to grab the chicken and bring the chicken back because the fox will eat that chicken. And then you drop off the chicken and then you grab the seeds or whatever, and you take that over and drop that off with the fox, and you come back, grab the chicken, and then boom, you've done it.
Okay.
I don't know if you followed all that.
I did. I don't know whoever came up with that is. I don't. And for some reason, I've been hearing it a lot lately.
You have?
Yeah. Like I.
That's weird.
Has this been around forever? Because I only started hearing about it maybe like a year ago, and I've heard it like three times.
Oh,
that's a lot of lately. I think.
Chicken, fox. Corn, chicken, fox, river, riddle. I wonder if it says like, oh, this came
out last year.
It's fun. Chicken, fox, bag of beans puzzle. Wikipedia. The story. The solution. Variations. Is there a history though?
Oh, is that like a, it's like an ancient thing?
I don't know. Well, there's a listing, when I'm just looking at the references, there's one from 1962.
Oh, okay.
So it's we know it's old.
Yeah. All right.
Man, this is a tangent.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I would like the submarine toy.
Apparently there's also a version that's goat, cabbage, and wolf.
I mean, a wolf wouldn't eat a cabbage?
Not for the purposes of our story.
Okay.
Goat, wolf, cabbage. Maybe that's what... Is that supposed to be the original?
Oh, maybe that's the original, and then it's been changed because people are like...
They're like...
A wolf wouldn't eat a cabbage?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming... I don't think my dog would eat cabbage. And my dog eats...
Lizards?
He's into melon a lot. Well, she is. She likes melon a lot. She wants to eat whatever we're eating. That's, you know, most dogs. Do cats beg for your food off your plate?
One of my cats does. The other doesn't. Mm. But it depends on what it is. Like, my cat likes cheeseburgers. Oh, so like there was one day. There was one day where Stevie went and got Del Taco, and she came home, and she like went to the bathroom or whatever, and came out, and the cat had pulled a taco out of the bag, had it open on the floor, and was eating the taco.
She unwrapped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll send you a picture. just a whole taco. Didn't eat the whole thing, but. So now on her birthday, we get her a taco.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And then the other one doesn't like anything. My cat's really into yogurt, too. So if I'm eating yogurt, she'll come up. She'll jump up and like, when I'm done, she'll lick the lid.
Yes, and Midge knows.
It's one of those things where you have to constantly look up, is it okay for a cat to eat yogurt?
Oh, yeah.
Or
there's like a website that's just like, can my dog eat? You know, I'm always like starting to figure that out. Like, yeah. But it's like, because we cook rice a lot in a rice cooker, and as soon as it starts making the smell, Smidge starts going nuts.
Yeah.
Because she knows there's rice, and she knows she gets them. We always save her a little bit. Yeah. So she just starts going crazy.
That's funny. That's, I think, a weird thing for a dog to like.
Rice?
Yeah.
It's in a lot of dog food.
Oh, really? Yeah. I fed my cats the other
day. Chicken rice, lamb and rice.
I fed my cats the other day, and in the can, there was a single pea. Just there's a pea in there. I was like, oh. I don't know who's going to want the pea more, but it just was kind of left behind. It didn't get eaten. So.
Yes, Midge will eat the rice. Like, we'll put rice and kibble on the plate, and she'll eat the rice first sometimes. Huh. I'm like, I don't know, I guess I'll eat my food now.
Rice is pretty good. All right.
Cool.
This is probably going to go after the end of music. Wait, hold on real quick. Did the shark make a sound? I forgot to listen for like, because I usually start these episodes with like whatever new sort of monster roar there is. Right. Like in last time in Gamera versus Jiger. I found Jiger's yell because we hadn't heard that before. I don't know if the Meg had a sound. I guess I gotta look it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or find a Jason Statham yell. Let's put that in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could do that.
You know that guy was like an Olympic diver.
Who was
Jason Statham? Like a high diver.
He was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so when I was watching the movie, I'm like, I was looking at him like diving in the water. I'm like, I wonder if he's still like, you know, they're going to showcase his diver.
And that's also why he was swimming without fins. Like he didn't need flippers. Yeah. He was just kind of.
Yeah. I thought that was weird. But then I'm like, oh, that probably makes him cooler, I guess. Like he doesn't need fins.
Right.
He's so good at it. Yeah.
But I just felt like you'd want him just for speed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? Jonas. Was that the name Jonas?
Oh, the character's name?
Yeah. They kept saying it. I think it was Jonas.
Sounds right.
All right, I'm going to stop recording. this is our bonus
ramble
in the bonus episode. So. All right. Recording is over.
Yeah, Jonas Taylor.